Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great favor and blessings on us, that today the whole dunya is surrounded in a waba, a disease, surrounded by worries. There are lots of issues. Every person, every other person is occupied by worries, distress. There's no corner of the world where this adab of Allah is not coming down, but is Allah's karam, Allah's grace, His mercy, His fadl, that at this moment in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, the opportunity to remember Him. This is a great sign. This is a great sign that at that time, when Allah ta'ala is displeased with His servant, and that servant, instead of going towards negative solution, the wrong path, and he goes towards sin more, rather than going to the opposite path, the wrong path, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His beloved servants, He gives this tawfiq, He bestows the opportunity. This is the sign of Allah's love for His servant, that that servant turns to Allah and he trembles and he turns to his Lord and remembers his Lord. Allah Ta'ala's great fadl blessings, our pious predecessors, is their barakat and their blessings, that whilst people are immersed in this worry, this distress, these issues in the dunya, in the world around us, people are lost. But Allah Ta'ala, with His fadl, His mercy, He's pulled us and selected us for His remembrance. It is stated that never should a person consider a so-called small good deed as a minor. Never should a servant consider a good deed, even if it's so-called small and minute, he should not consider it insignificant. He should not look down on it. Remember that you will forget the good you've done. You will not remember, oh, it's a minor thing in your mind. But Allah Ta'ala, He has enabled you to implement that good deed. This is also a great fadl and grace of Allah, the Allah from His servants who He loves. He makes them occupied in actions that they're not aware of themselves. That do we have the guts? Did we have the capability to do this work of the deen? Do we have the ability to do the work of the silsila? Are we able to serve the friend of Allah? They don't even know themselves. But everyone doesn't get this tawfiq, this opportunity. This is Allah Ta'ala, the sign of Allah's beloveds, that He puts them into such a path and work that sometimes He doesn't even feel like doing it. The khidmah, the service, but Allah Ta'ala enables him to do that work. He doesn't even know that what a great work he is doing. That's why never, when you get an opportunity to do good, a good deed, then be grateful to Allah. That Allah, your great mercy for me, Allah. That just like today, we are in the condition, we are remembering Allah's name. In this scenario, to be lazy, morning and evening, this is a massive, massive ni'mah of Allah, treasure and gift of Allah. We cannot imagine how great a blessing and bounty this is. The time of adab, Allah's adab, descending on the earth, and Allah knows best what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. This is the first phase, maybe then the second phase, this is the second wave or the third wave is going to come. Allah knows best that what He will do with the dunya. Allah knows. So at such a time, don't be ghafil, don't be ignorant, don't be lazy, don't be negligent. The ni'mahs Allah has given, go towards them. Go forth towards them. Whenever you get an opportunity, sometimes Allah Ta'ala, He enables a human being to do such good deeds, he doesn't know. But in the hereafter, when he sees the weight of that deed, he's shocked, surprised. Ooh. So brothers, it's stated that even the so-called minutest of good deeds, don't consider it as insignificant. Rather consider it as Allah's karam, His ni'mah, His mercy. Why? Because you'll forget when you do the good deed, you didn't feel like doing it, you did it, Allah Ta'ala enabled you to do it, but you'll forget that deed. But as long as that deed does not take you to the door of paradise, Jannah, it will not leave your side. Subhanallah. Until it doesn't take you to paradise. One good deed we're speaking about, which we consider a minor thing. Today we say, oh, it's mustahab, it's preferable, it's masnoon, don't have to do it. It's only sunnah. What difference does it make? It's not fard, it's not compulsory. Imagine. That's why we are wrapped in this adab. of Allah's. Allah's defined the good deeds for our benefit, and it's a bounty for us, it's a treasure for us. Allah's mercy, untold blessings, Allah's mercy, He's given these things to us. And we reject them. No, this is masnoon. It's a minor good deed. What's left in doing this? Why do we have to? It's only sunnah, isn't it? It's only sunnah. It's not fard, is it? It's not fard. Today, this is very commonly uttered. What's this? Is it fard? No, it's sunnah. Oh, it's sunnah. Okay, oh, it's leave it. Hey, no problem. We don't need to do that. It's all right. Leave it. If we don't do the sunnah, what difference will it make to us? It's not a special action. We don't have to do it. It's okay. Fine. Leave it. No problem. It's not necessary. Is it not necessary? It's the utterance. What does the sunnah give? What does the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give, my brothers? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah to implement it. Yes, we think it doesn't give us benefit. That if we implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we implement any tariqah, any method of his, so what are we given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in return? This is Allah's karam, immense, that He has favored us. That okay, if you may take my Habib, I give you permission. Allah says, does anyone give anyone permission to me? Allah says, if you may take my Habib, then rather than I tell you off, yes, or I'm strict with you, I'll give you reward because He is so beloved to me. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His habit, His personality is most beloved to me. So for you to imitate Him will become a great ibadah for you. Allah has opened this door for us. This door of His love in name is qurb. Subhanallah. So, this deeds that we do commonly, the biggest quality of any good deed. Why do we say, oh, small good deeds? Don't consider them minor, insignificant. Because even the so-called small good deed, the biggest reward is that it takes you close to Allah. You do a minor deed, close to Allah. Do another one, closer to Allah. Do another deed, closer to Allah. So we leave nawafil, we leave sunnah, we leave... We don't worry about, oh, what's in this? What's left in this for me? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Is this a discussion point? Is this a discussion point? That if this is the situation of a so-called minor deed, that it connects us to Allah, then a good deed like the sunnah, subhanallah? Yes, if you do an action under the shade of the sunnah, for example, if you get the work to revive the sunnah of Rasulullah, can there be a bigger action than this? And he's a shareholder in that? He's a shareholder in that? So if this is the situation with a normal minor deed, Allah accepts it, Allah makes it big, then doing the work of the sunnah, how can this be rejected, this deed? So never consider. Never consider the normal good deed. When you do it, it won't leave you aside until it doesn't take you to paradise. Then the sunnah deed, where will that leave you? That will never leave you alone. On the day of resurrection, it won't. In the grave, it won't leave you on your own. Nor on the bridge of Sirat will it leave you on your own. Nor in the darkness will it leave you on your own. And in the world, everyone will be distressed and problems. It won't leave you. Then it won't leave you left alone in the world. It won't leave you on your own. Isolated. This is an event of today. Today, I mean that this day and age. Era, I'm not speaking old talk, I'm talking about this era that we're passing through, this phase, that so much we, what do we say, that the sort of modern, progressive thinking generation, and all the sunnahs look backward to us, we call them backward and fundamentalists, astaghfirullah, can iman remain after that? From our hearts, we have no respect. We look at them, we look down at them. When someone speaks about the sunnah, we think that he's backward. And this day and age, this era, I'm telling you, there's a pious family. There are people. There are people. And their parents are pious, upright, good, and religious home, practicing home. But the daughter, she was graduated from madrasa school. And they said, let's admit her to the high school. She pursued, persisted. So they said, okay, fine. Let's enroll her, we'll protect her, look after her. There's four walls around her, there's a school, she's there. And not this country, I'm talking about our own country. Yes, a big family. So they enrolled their daughter and sent her to school. Now, she's a daughter of a pious, upright home, parda, wearing burqa, barrier, hijab, going to school. But obviously the school environment is modernist, progressive thinking, open-minded. When she arrived there, they're joking against her, laughing at her, mocking her. Everyone started to look down at her, criticize her. Look at who she is, where she come from, who are these people, whose daughter is she, this and that. So she she started to shake. She came home a bit shaken, worried, and she said to her parents eventually that I'm taking my parda off, my hijab off. I'm not going to wear this after today. In this whole school, nobody wears this. It's just me, one who has to wear this. I'm not going to wear this. I'm going to go like, I can't live like this. I can't study like this. I'm going to study if everyone else is different. So the parents, they took the electric shock. Extremely displeased and unhappy. What's happened here? Because they cannot imagine. Always remember, the environment has an effect. Doesn't matter how much tarbiyah you do of the child, but when you send the child to a dirty environment, once the child hasn't even arrived to that environment, immediately the color rubs off. Immediately of the dirty environment, with shaitan, he embraces that client. The door opens up, the path opens up. Dirty environment, dirty society is a bad thing. That even if you do tarbiyah in the home, that's wasted. Yes, and all the pressure comes on the child and it eliminates. As soon as the child comes out into society, into the wrong environment, to the wrong place, immediately the color and the effect of that place rubs off. And for us, we say we have a trust, and especially in this country, we have to be extremely cautious. Extremely cautious. No, they've done this, there's protection there, there's caution there, they've done this, I've done this as well. No difference if they go there, no difference, it's alright, no problem, but these things happen. So that daughter, she had tarbiyah, and they were here, we're in this country, she said, I'm not wearing the jilbab, I'm not wearing the hijab. And the mother, father, a big test came to them, they cried all night long, they went to their daughter, and they went to the daughter and said, if the blood was sincere, they were crying, the mother and the father. The mother took her veil off, and the father took his imam off. They went and said that, look, we'd like to make a final request to you. You say, I'm not going to wear hijab, parda, I want to take this off. So then our final request, please listen. There are two paths in front of you. Either you, with regards to modernist thinking, progressive thinking, you save this that you are immersed in, or the Holy Prophet ﷺ sunnah, you save it. There are two options that you have available. So these words came out from the father's mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to his dua all night long. He was crying, the father, and he spoke to the daughter. This is an electric shock. Imagine how his heart was pierced and how the daughter was affected by this request. And she started to cry. She cried so much, it looked as if that all the walls were crying with her. And she cried and said, my father, I promise to you that this face, apart from you, no ghair mahram will see this face. If anyone will see this face, it will only be a mahram who will see this face. You trust your daughter, that's it. It cannot be that I will disregard and sacrifice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So she then said, what happened? Her father said that after the 1 or 2 days I saw that next to her room, what did we see? That her life, it suddenly improved and changed. That all night long she'd stay in ibadah, worship, reciting Quran, reading nawafil, doing dhikrullah, remembering Allah. When I'd get up and see her, me or her mother would get up and see that she is immersed, enveloped, and busy in the ibadah of Allah, worship of Allah, because her direction of life changed. So he said that once I was sleeping, the father said, in the room next to her, what did I see? Subhanallah, that an individual illustrious with noor, clean and wearing white libas, and he came and he sat down and he said my name and he said, oh, you so and so, I am your Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And your home accepted the gift of my sunnah. Your daughter promised to revive the sunnah in terms of the parda, the hijab. And I loved this so much that my heart felt that I should come and sit with you and speak with you. Allahumma salli ala sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallim. This is, brothers, the meaning of doing good deeds. Look here, what a great maqam a person has. When a status, when he does a good deed. So this is the situation. in front of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes tests us, shows us things. In the environment you're living, Allah wants to strengthen taqwa and iman. Allah shows these examples. But this happens whenever a person stands, makes a stand, and embraces the sunnahs of Rasulullah, and embraces them, doesn't matter how much external loss he may see, or worldly loss, or whatever opposition he has, and people against him, but he stands firm. Or she stands firm. It's not necessary. And that a person feels this that, and sees this. What we say, but this happens that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the chief of the created beings, gives love and affection with that person, with that family who are reviving that deen. And it seems as if the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has arrived and come ziyarah. And for us, you know, in Naats Nasheeds, it looks as if he has just arrived. And this is the meaning of this. This is the reality of this, that wherever the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sunnah is revived and practiced. Imagine this, the peace there and the beautiful feeling there. It cannot be that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not arrive there. I can tell you various events like this. Various events. So my request is that never disregard a so-called small deed. Don't say it's insignificant. Astaghfirullah. Small deed? Small sunnah, never. Any opportunity you get to do a good deed, doesn't matter how much so-called it's small, embrace it. Do it. Why? Remember this. It's stated that don't delay in doing good deeds. Be hasty in doing good deeds, so shaitan doesn't take you. If you get the opportunity to do good deeds, don't delay. Hasten, be quick, do it quickly. Because you should know that one time will come, that person wants to do the good deed, but the doors will shut. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. That time comes. What time is that? We know that time, don't we? The death of a person. That's the time when the door shuts. At that time when a person, all the doors close on his face, then he remembers, if I could say Subhanallah now once, if only I could say Alhamdulillah now once, if only I could pray Nawafil now once, if only I could sit in Dhikr now, if only I could attend a Majlis now. You know, so many thoughts. The person's lying down on the mattress, I've heard him say, that my body shook when I heard something, that when a person was about to depart the world, from his mouth he said, Hazrat Sahab, if Allah give me a bit more life now, if Allah gives me mercy, then I will never miss any majlis of yours. I don't know why I was lazy, I left them. People said to me, I wanted to come, but I didn't attend. I said, I want to go to do dhikr, but people used to stop me. I made a big mistake. Hazrat Sahab, if Allah gives me a bit more life now, I'll do it. But those promises end, my friends. That's why I stated, don't delay in doing good deeds. Hasten, speedily. As soon as you get a chance, do that deed. As soon as you get the chance, do that deed. Yes, the question doesn't arise to delay. Allah is so kareem, so merciful, doing good deeds. Allah enables us. And even if we don't do good deed, Allah forgives. Look, listen to this event. When a person passes away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He stands that servant in front of Him. If a woman passes away or a man passes away, Allah stands that person in front of Him. And Allah says that I am angry with you. A lot. Your disobedience, your laziness, your sins, your rejection of the sunnah practices. I am angry with you a lot. Allah says, but I saw that when your dead body was there, whatever person came, he was praising you. Look at him, he was a pious man. Oh look, he is a beloved person. He had good akhlaq, good conduct. Look on his face, there's nur, there's light. Someone saying, no, it looks as if he's forgiven. People say this, don't they? When they stood at your janazah, they see the mayyit, the deceased body. So Allah says, when people were praising you, then I was aware of your sins, Allah says. I was aware of all of your actions, your deeds, your misdeeds, but they didn't know the people. They didn't know what you are in reality. So in behind the veil, you did everything behind them in secrecy, but they're praising you. But I am your Rabb, my servant, Subhanallah. Listen, the next statement, what does the Rabb say? Allah says, oh my servant, male, female, I'm your Rabb. In the earth, when my servants, they have good feelings for you and good hopes for you and are praising you, then your Rabb also, if they're saying good to you on the earth, then your Rabb on the arsh, on the throne, says good to you and forgives you. Go, I've forgiven you. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, can there be anyone more than me who hides behind the veil, the defects? They don't know, and they are saying, good of you. Allah says, I know, despite knowing all about you, I put all your sins and misdeeds behind the veil in secret. Go, I forgive you. Allah is Kareem, merciful, so Rahim himself. Allah makes people say good from the mouth. Oh, he was pious. Oh, he was good. Even the enemy, he says, Allah makes them say this. Why? Because Allah wants to forgive his servant. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala creates a means, a resource that you couldn't even do good. You didn't even do any good. And you knew, even when people tell you to do good, you were angry. But Allah says, my servants are praising you on the earth. And they're putting the veil in front of your misdeeds. So I, your Rabb, if the people on earth are praising you on the arsh, in the heavens, I forgive you. So brothers, people, Allah, our Rabb, if He's given this wealth, Allah has given us the wealth of the deen. He gives us opportunity to do good. So just do the good when you get an opportunity. Promise to Allah today, whatever condition we're in, mustahab, preferable masnoon, nawafil, sunnah is sunnah. In no way or form Allah gives a chance. Never reject it, accept, embrace it. Was the time to come tomorrow? We don't know. We may be lying on the bed. Will we be able to pray salah? But today, if we appreciate and value these deeds, from morning till night, if we see, count from morning till night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us life. Every breath, we have an opportunity to earn good deeds. Every breath, Allah gives us the opportunity to earn good deeds. And we leave the biggest of deeds. When He gives us the opportunity to do the most minor of deeds, let's go and analyze. When you lie down, Allah gave me a chance today. I didn't even do this. I didn't do this. I didn't even do this. I left this action. I left that action. I could have done these actions. I didn't go towards this good deed. Analyze it in the evening. How foolish and stupid I'm. Oh, my whole day's wasted. I didn't do the good deeds. We go towards the other side. Oh, I didn't put the money in this. I didn't invest in this. I didn't buy this stock from him. Or if I put money here, I would have got benefit. If I'd done this, I would have got a good sale, good turnover. If I had purchased that shop, this business, I could have done this as well. I could have turned over this much or sold this stock as well. I could have made sweets like this. I could have made kebabs like this, sold this. Examples for this day, night, analysis, discussions, meetings, plans, but nobody has the tawfiq to sit down and think, oh, my life today is past, it's not going to come back. Forevermore, it's not going to come back. It's cut out from my diary of life. What a big deed I could have earned, these good deeds, so many good deeds I could have earned and rewards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we value the breaths of this life, my friends. We value the breaths of this life. Health and breath is a great ni'mah. The things we're running after, they will evaporate like thin air. When someone's sick and lying down on the mattress, then nothing in the world comes in use to him. Nothing comes in use to him at all. The same mal people will grab and run away with. Okay, you're living in the dunya. You have to earn, live. But also earn and accumulate those things that will go with us to the hereafter. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Shafi'il muslimin. Dawa yazeen. Al-Habibul Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. Nabiyil ummi wa azwajihi ummatil mu'minin. Wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baytihi. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahima. Innaka hamidun majid. Wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kathiran kathiran kathira. Allahumma ighfir lana zunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jaddana wa khatmana wa amadana kulla zalika indana. Allahumma rabbana atina fin dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar wa qina azaban qabr wa qina azaban hashr wa qina azaban mizan wa adkhilna jannata ma'al abrar ya aziz ya ghaffar ya rabbul alamin ya rabbul alamin ya rabbul alamin. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم سمتنا للإيمان وامتنا للإيمان واشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته يا شرنا محبته اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته يا شرنا أمته يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم نسلك حسن خاتمة اللهم نسلك حسن خاتمة اللهم نسلك حسن خاتمة يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرازنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري اللهم عافنا في قلبي يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دبر همهما كما دبرتني صغيرا اللهم دبر همهما كما دبرتني صغيرا اللهم دبر همهما كما دبرتني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ان کی قبر کو جنت کی کیاری بنا دے یا میرے مولا ان کے درجاتوں کو بلند فرما یا اللہ ان کے درجاتوں کو فرما جنت اعلیٰ ان کو مقام عطا فرما یا رحیم یا کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے کچھ لوگوں نے سال ثواب کے لیے جو قرآن پڑھا ہے ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک جس سال کے لیے نے ثواب پڑھا ہے میرے مولا اس قرآن کا ثواب یا کریم تم کی روح کو پہنچا دے میرے مولا، یا اللہ اس ثواب سے قرآن کے میرے مولا ان کی قبروں کو منور فرما دے، یا اللہ اس قرآن کی برکت سے میرے مولا ان کی قبروں کو نورا نور فرما دے، میرے مولا اس قرآن کی برکت سے میرے مولا ان کی قبروں کو جنت کی کیاری بنا دے، اے میرے مولا اے میرے اس قرآن کی برکت سے ان کے تمام عذابوں کو ختم فرما دے، تمام پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے، اے میرے مولا اس قرآن کی برکت سے میرا مولا ان کی آخرت کی منزلوں کو آسان فرما دے، اے میرا مولا جن حضرات نے قرآن سال کے لیے پڑھا ہے اور ختم کیا ہے، یا اللہ ان کی گھروں میں ان کی زندگی میں برکت نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، یا اللہ مرنے کے بعد کسی کو یاد کرتا ہے اس کی بخشتا ہے میرے مولا، اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ اس کے لیے بھی اتنا ہی نام عطا فرماتے ہیں، اے میرے مولا ہمارے جانے والوں کے لیے بخشش و اسال کرنے کا ہمیں ثواب نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ان کو کروٹ جنہوں نے اسال کے لیے قرآن پڑھا ہے ثواب نصیب فرما، ان کی بچوں میں ان کی اولادوں میں میرے مولا برکتیں نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ان کی گھروں سے مصیبتوں کو دور فرما، آسائش برکتیں زحمتیں عنایتیں کرم نصیب فرما میرے مولا، یا اللہ تمام امت پہ رحم فرما، یا اللہ تمام امت پہ رحم فرما، یا اللہ تمام امت پہ رحم فرما، یا اللہ یہ وبا آئی ہوئی ہے میرے مولا اس سے تو ہمیں بچا، ہماری اولادوں کو بچا، ہمارے گھر والوں کو بچا، اے میرے مولا ہمارے جاننے والوں کو بچا، مومنین کو بچا، مومنات کو بچا، اے میرے مولا ہماری زندگیوں کو سحر فرما دے، یا اللہ ہمیں آزمائش سے بچا لے، یا اللہ ہمیں زندگیوں کی آزمائش سے بچا لے میرے مولا، یا اللہ ہم پہ برکتیں رحمتیں فضل نازل فرما، یا رحم الرحمین اپنے فضل سے آج کی ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما، آخرت کا خزانہ بنا، دو جوائیں مانگی میرے مولا ساری قبول فرما، یا اللہ جو باتیں ہم نے سنی اس پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا اللہ جو باتیں ہم نے سنی اسے ہمارے ایمان پہ تقویت نصیب فرما، ہمارے ایمان میں اضافہ نصیب فرما، ہمارے عمل میں اضافہ نصیب فرما، ہمارے عمل میں اضافہ نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے علم میں اضافہ نصیب فرما، بار بار ہمیں میرا مولا ایسی مجلس اٹینڈ کرنے کی، یا اللہ مجلس میں جانے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما، آخر تم تک ہمیں نیکی کمانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ صحابہ ازواجہ ذریاتہ اہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، والسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد للہ رب العالمین، آمین.